Trumas, Perek Tes Mishnehei. Meo Lignashel Truma Va'achashel Chulin. So if one has a field where there are 100 rows of Truma and only one row of Chulin, this is the way the Rav explains it. And he explains that this case, the person didn't know which row was Chulin. He forgot, or he just didn't know. Kulan mutarin bedavar shezaro chola. If we're dealing with a vegetable or something that's growing, that the seed will rot and disintegrate, even if the majority of the rows, the vast majority, are truma, and only one row out of the 100, or actually out of 101, there are 100 of truma and one of chulin, even this, there's only one row of chulin, they're all mutter. There's no gzera, and they were very makel by gidulei truma. That even one row is going to matter on something, on a vegetable that's going to disintegrate. Aval bedavar shein zaro chola, but if there's a type of vegetable that the seed does not disintegrate, we're going to see later what that is, for example, an onion. Afilu mea shel chulin viachas shel truma, even if you have, where you had like by meduma, where we said that if you had 100 of chulin versus the one of truma, normally the 100 outweighs the one, and it's batel, and we don't have to worry about it. Over here, it's not the case. We're going to actually be more machmer. Kulan asurin. The Mishnah says that they're all going to be asur, even if you have 100 versus the one. Why is that? Like the Rav says, she'ena karka oila ba'achas umeya. Because now that it's planted in the ground, when something's planted in the ground, it prevents the 100 from being mevatel the one. Only when they're separate. So like the Taisis don't have explained, we have in the previous Mishnah, we had a machlekes, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, as far as, for example, if you had something on the top inside of the kli, Rabbi Eliezer's shita is that even though it's on top of the heap that's inside of a kli versus all the other fruits, grain, whatever it was inside the kli. So there we said we looked at it as it was part of the rest of what was inside the kli, and that the tachtonis is malas elyonis, that we considered that it was together and it was mevatalit. There the reason is because they're all detached, and at least there's the ability to combine them. But when something's planted into the ground, there's no ability to be mitzarf and mix them. So when you can't mix them because they're attached to the ground, there's no bittel at all. So when we're dealing with the dover, she'ein zaro kola, that the seed does not disintegrate, then we're going to be more machmir, and so much so that it's not going to be mevatel, even if you have 100 of heter versus the one of iser.